and welcome to Zach Ben Live Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we have a very interesting story about a student named Mishka who moved from Russia in 2004 to the United States. He did not speak any English when he moved and moved away from his old lifestyle and all of his friends. I was really sad when I moved away from all of my friends and moved here to Ithaca, but unlike you, I only moved a few hundred miles instead of a few thousand miles, and I didn't have to learn a new language. Could you talk about your experience a little bit?
Well, it was really difficult, but I was still really happy to move to a new country, and it was really kind of scary for me. And the biggest thing I missed was moving away from my friends.
So you talked a little bit about missing your friends from Russia. Could you tell me a little bit about how it was living in America and not really being able to even speak the language?
Well, not knowing any English was really bad. Felt left out. It was not only bad, but also difficult. In school, I would always want to talk to someone, but it was not possible. And couldn't really talk to teachers either. I didn't understand them.
How did you make friends and eventually learn English in the United States?
Well, I took ESL class. It's English as a second language, and the teacher was really helpful, and we read, like, little kids' books and just learned how to talk basic stuff. So that was really helpful for me. We didn't really learn grammar in that class, but what teachers did, we would just read books and learn to write little assignments. It really helped me. I know a lot now.
So, how did learning English help you in making friends?
Well, after I learned English, it was a lot easier to make friends. I could talk to people, met a lot of friendly people, and later in ninth grade, I joined the soccer team, which was really easy to make friends. We would just hang out a lot at the field, have a lot of fun.
Now that we've heard a little bit about how your experience after moving here was, could you tell us your experience during the move?
Yes, we took a plane here. It was a lot of fun, but we didn't eat anything for 12 hours. It was a 12-hour flight because we didn't know English. Biggest difficulties was communicating to people. We couldn't really order anything on the plane, or like when we got to New York, it was really hard just getting on another plane. But also we had lots of huge bags, which was really hard for us to carry. I was only 12 and tried to help my parents, but we still had a lot of difficulties.
When you got to New York, did you have friends or family who helped you get situated into a house or apartment, into your new life, or did some other people help you? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we had an uncle here. My dad's brother, He knew English and was really kind to help us. He has rented an apartment for us, gave us food for the first couple of days. Then he helped us to enroll in school and like all the doctor stuff. Also, there was a church that helped us with getting beds and other basic stuff so we could start a new life.
Looking back, are there any changes that you would have made in your move from Russia? Or if you had a friend moving from Russia, is there any advice that you would give them, given your experience of moving from Russia yourself?
Yes, it would be really nice to know a couple of phrases in English. So you could know, like, you could ask someone for basic stuff, for directions at least or something. And also to travel lighter, to bring less stuff that we did. Someone told us to bring everything we had, which was not a smart idea. But yeah, definitely to travel lighter.
Looking back on your life in Russia, what are some of the differences from life in Russia and life in America? Like, are the foods a lot different, sports different, education, jobs? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, the foods are different. The school is a little more organized. I'd say, for example, teacher doesn't give us pieces of paper and worksheets that then later end up all over the backpack, which looks really messy. They give us a book and an assignment in a notebook. So it's a little more organized to me. Also, the jobs are a little bit less available, I'd say. Also, I want to talk a little bit about the rules. Like, people could drive when they're really young, and nobody would really care. Or, like, nobody really cares about drinking age or anything like that. So, we have a lot of young people drinking and smoking, which is not a good thing, but still, police is a little bit relaxed. They don't really care about that stuff. They just care more about crimes. No, I do not regret moving here. I'm still really happy here, and I have a future here. I can go to college and get education. In Russia, I didn't have none of that. So, I am really happy.
Wow, Mishka, thanks. That was really interesting. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.